Hello, my name is Cole D'Agostino, and I'm interviewing my grandpa, Richard Ranke. Alright, I will start with my first question. Can you tell me a historic event that impacted your life, and what are your most vivid memories of that event? Topics may include the Holocaust, 9/11, JFK assassination,
okay.
Things like that.
Okay. The first thing happened when I was young, because I was only 17 when I graduated from high school, and I went right in the United States Navy.
Uh-huh.
So for me, being away from home for the first time, I caught a train by myself to Great Lakes, Illinois, and I went to boot camp, and that was a real shock, never being away from home by myself, and then it's like this is boot camp, this is like really real.
I mean,
you're marching, there's people screaming at you, and what it did was it made me realize a whole lot more about discipline, respect, love of the people around you, because you're not, when you're in boot camp, you're not alone.
I'm sure.
You're in a company, you're in a team, you gotta work together. It's like one person fails, everybody fails.
Yep.
So you learn teamwork, a lot of respect, and really love for one another. So
gotcha.
That was the very first big impact on my life.
Okay. That was a great answer, I'd say. All right, I'm gonna go to the next question.
Okay.
Can you tell me some of the most important lessons you've learned in life? That's kind of a broad one there too. You can kind of go anywhere with that.
Yeah, I think for me, it was, I always thought about getting married and having children, but certain events happened during my marriage and having children that it really taught me that, you know, these little ones watch everything you do and you say.
Yeah.
And so you have to know what's right and wrong and teach them right and wrong. You have to teach them respect, love one another. All those things are important. And when certain things happened in my life, a light bulb went off and said, holy cow, I can see this little kid is watching everything I do and mirroring me.
Yeah.
So I have to really make sure that I have my act together so that they can grow up to be good, productive human beings.
Yep, that makes sense. All right, this one's going back to the Navy. It's, why did you join the military, Navy, Army, whatever?
Okay, all right. I had an uncle, a cousin, who were both in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
And at the time when I was in high school, this is 1962, they had the draft, which meant that when you were of age, you automatically got a draft number.
Uh-huh.
And then they went by draft numbers. Let's say, for example, I was 360, but they were only taking up to 250. All those people that were 1 to 250 got drafted. Everybody else didn't get drafted. That's not to say you couldn't go in the military.
But it's, you just weren't forced.
Then you had to go in the military.
Yeah, okay.
And so my thought was, I didn't want to get out of high school and get a job that I really liked, and then all of a sudden I get a draft notice and I got to go in the military. I thought I wanted to pick where I wanted to go, and because I scored well on tests, I was able to get a good position in the Navy. So for me, it worked out well.
Yeah. Heck yeah. All right. When you were in the military, what branch did you serve in? We kind of already know that one. I could probably...
I'll explain.
Okay.
I was in the United States Navy. As okay. I say, I joined in 1962. And at that time, I was only 17 years old. And they had what they called a kiddie cruise.
Uh-huh.
Which meant that instead of serving a 4-year term, you served until the day before your 21st birthday.
Okay.
I went in July, which meant I got out in November. So for me, I would have only served like 3 years and 4 months.
Okay.
What was the question again? Because I kind of lost
my train of thought. What branch of the military you serve in?
Okay, so I was United States Navy.
Uh huh.
And I went to boot camp at Great Lakes, Illinois. And then after that, they sent me to Key West, Florida. And I went down there for torpedoman's mate school. So I learned the electronic repair and guidance of torpedoes.
Okay,
and so
gotcha.
After I went to school, then I went to a ship, and I spent my tour of duty on a destroyer tender.
Okay.
Which was a repair ship.
All right. I think I have one last question. Okay, yeah, this is another one relating to the service. I knew you had a lot of stories like that to tell, so when I see questions like that, I was kind of interested. So this one is, what was your daily life in the service?
Well, it was very regimented. You know, I mean, everybody got up at a certain time.
Yeah.
You ate breakfast, and in my case, I was on a repair ship, so we went to our shop.
Okay.
And while we were in port, we worked on torpedoes that were being programmed to go to certain ships in what I was called. I was in the Sixth Fleet. It was the Atlantic Sixth Fleet. So we worked. We had lunch. You worked until a certain time, and then your evening was free. You could kind of do what you want.
Okay.
And then on a ship, they have what they call, when you go ashore, when you want to go into town or you want to go eat or off the ship or something like that, they say go ashore. You have liberty.
Okay.
And on ships, it depends on what kind of ship you're on. If you're on a small ship, they would have what's called port and starboard liberty.
Okay.
So in other words, you only had liberty every other day.
Okay.
The odd day you had duty, the other day you had liberty. I was on a ship where I had 5-section liberty. So every fifth day,
oh my gosh,
I had duty. So the other 4 days, I could go ashore.
Okay. Huh. That's pretty cool. I didn't even know.
I don't even know if it's like that now.
Yeah.
But I know that back in the 60s, that's the way it was.
Huh. Interesting. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end the interview now, and then... let me hit. So now that's done recording.